بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد In tonight's Salatul Taraweeh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in detail discusses the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and the magicians. This incident appears 9 places in the kitab, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in this particular place, at the end of Surah Araf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it in detail, describing the incident itself, how it started and how it ended. Wherein Fir'aun, the tyrant and the enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells the believers, he tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya Musa alqi, throw. Whatever you want to throw down, throw down. And he commands people to come to a stadium and to observe what's going to happen and the events where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is supposedly going to be disgraced because he's going to be defeated at this particular point in time. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam arrives. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, from the time he returned from Madian and came back to Egypt. Remember, Musa alayhi salam had to flee. He went to Madian, an area which is next to Egypt. He stayed with his would-be father-in-law, Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, for a number of years, and he returns back to Egypt on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lead the Bani Israel out of Egypt. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to dress in a certain way. The people of Musa alayhi salam and even the local Egyptians used to adopt a different style of dressing. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, from the time he returned from Madian, used to dress similar to Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, his father-in-law, who is the Nabi of Allah. Which was uncommon in Egypt. It was uncommon in that society. Now, the ulama state from this here that there is a lesson here. That in a society that you live in, people may adopt different cultures, they may dress in certain ways. You adopt the dressing of the righteous and the pious, even though it is against the norm of the society that you are living in. And it's not just exclusive to us, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we follow. But even in those times, so the magicians, when they came to challenge Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they were dressed like him. But they were not dressed like him to honor him. They were not dressed like him so that they may emulate him and they love him. They dressed like him so that they would mock him. That we're dressing like this, you are wearing clothes like how you are wearing, as if you're from the desert somewhere. We are also wearing like this, but not because we honor you, but because we want to make fools of you. Because we now want to mock you in certain ways. So they come. And they were a selected group of magicians that came from all over Egypt. Before they came, they had a meeting with Pharaoh, with Fir'aun. And they tell Fir'aun, وَمَا لَنَا, what is for us, إِن كُنَّا غَالِبُونَ, if we are victorious. You know what, you called us here to defeat this man, Musa alayhi salam. You saw him throw down his stick, and his stick became a snake and a serpent. Tell us, if we defeat him, and if we overpower him, what prize are you going to give us? So Fir'aun tells them, إِنَّكُم مِّنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ, that you people will have the ultimate prize. You will be close to me in my circle. Right now you're far away, you live in your different areas wherever you come from, but the ultimate prize is being close to me in the court where I run the country. What Fir'aun is telling them is no different to what any prime minister, what any government, what any king tells the people who he wants them to do something for him, to die for him. He doesn't necessarily promise them money. He says, no, we'll elevate you from the rank of colonel to lieutenant to general to this, to that. You'll become head of this, you'll become head of that. He doesn't necessarily promise them money. But he promised them prestige and position and closeness to me. Fir'aun, thousands of years ago, is doing exactly the same thing. He says, oh, don't worry about money. I'm not going to pay y'all. I'm not going to bother y'all or me with carrying away bags of money. I'm going to give you all something different. I'm going to allow you all to come sit close to me because I am the king, and being close to me is the best place you could possibly ever be. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this for a reason, to show how people in authority and power continue to fool people till the end of Qiyamah. We'll give you a medal, we'll give you a badge, we'll put you in the newspaper, you'll be sitting over here, we'll give you a seat in parliament, we'll do this, we'll pay you a small salary, not too much, but the prestige and the power, that's, you know, irreplaceable. This is what Fir'aun is doing to them, selling them what? Selling ice to the Eskimos. So this is what he does. So anyway, the day arrives, and here these magicians arrive, and everybody is now there to watch that how is Musa going to be defeated and what's going to happen. So the magicians come, and the magicians say that, Ya Musa, there, O Musa, you know what? Under Talqi am Nahdu al-Mulqoon. That tell us, do you want to throw your stick first, or must we throw our stick first and show you what we can do? So Musa tells them, Bal antum mulqoon, why don't you all have a go first? You all have a go first and throw your sticks down. So they threw their sticks down. فَإِذَا حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. All of a sudden, it was snakes that were running all over amongst the people. And the people were terrified. People were running here and there. People who came to observe what was happening. And they were shocked at how did these snakes come from nowhere, from the sticks of these very same magicians. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam becomes scared. Allah Ta'ala tells him, La takhaf, don't fear. Do not fear what you see. Why? Because what you see in front of you is an illusion. What you see in front of you is their politics, their magic. All of it is a paper tiger. It's an illusion. Do not worry about it. But tawakkal ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. But put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who does not die. And then throw your stick. And he throws it down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it becomes a snake. It starts to gobble up all the other snakes. Comes back to the hand of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and becomes a stick once again. The magicians are shocked. And they immediately say, Amanna bi Rabbi Musa, that we believe in the Rabb of Musa. Now you know what this ayat indicates? They didn't even know that the Rabb of Musa is Allah. Otherwise they would have said we have believed in Allah. But what they say is that, you know what, we don't know who Allah is, we don't know who His Rabb is, but whoever the Rabb of Musa is, we are prepared to believe in it. Why? Because they know. The people who are in an industry know when the industry is successful or defeated. They were in the industry of magic, and they knew what they saw is not magic. It is reality, it is true, and it is haq, and it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the mesmerism and the nonsense that they were selling the people. Nobody knows it better than they themselves. Nobody knows whether something is genuine or not genuine except the guy who's in that particular trade for who knows how long and is a master of that trade. So they immediately believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fir'aun gets angry because his entire plan is backfiring over here. What was supposed to happen was that Musa is defeated. He runs away as a defeated person. The magicians are victorious. But everything is happening contrary and opposite to what he is doing. So he starts to threaten the magicians publicly. And he tells them, لَأُقَطِّئَنَّ أَيْدِيَكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ. That listen here, I am going to cut you people's hands and feet from the opposite side. In other words, if I cut the right hand, I will cut your left leg. If I cut your left hand, I will cut your right leg. I will cut your hands and your legs. ثُمَّ لُسَلِّبَنَّكُمْ. And I'm going to hang all of you all because you all are disgracing me right now. How can you all believe in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? The magicians tell him, do whatever you want to do. But we are nahnu mu'minun, we are believers in whatever Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, because we have seen it with the reality. Allah Ta'ala doesn't speak about what happens to the magicians at the end. But nonetheless, there is an incident over here. A couple of incidents. Incident number one, or lesson number one. How often it is that a person who is a professor of falsehood is a person who speaks lies and who is an agent of lies. When Allah Ta'ala wants him to get hidayat and guidance, Allah Ta'ala makes the way. The magicians at the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they were the agents of Fir'aun. But when they saw reality with their eyes, they got the shock of their life and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them hidayat and they became the first believers in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam who are not from his community. And even when they were threatened with being murdered by Fir'aun, they could care less. It is an indication that when a person reaches a level of iman, what happens to their personal life and well-being does not matter anymore. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has now made the individual blind to everything except the reality. The second thing is that how often a person comes with the intention of mocking somebody who's good, but simply by copying the individual who is good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at that favorably. The magicians came dressed like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. They did so with the intention of mocking him. But it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at that favorably, that you know what, at least you are dressing like my friend. At least you are dressing like the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me give you the benefit of doubt. Let me do this. And how often it happens? The dog that followed the Ashabul Kaf. You know Surah Kaf that we read, there's a dog over there. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِتٌ ذِرَاعِيهِ بِالْوَسِيدِ. That the dog was there folding its arms by the mouth of the cave. The dog was there because the dog is an obedient dog. It belonged to one of the boys or maybe a few of them and looking after them in the cave and not entering inside with them in the cave. But yet what we understand from many narrations is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this dog in a favorable way, and according to some scholars, this dog has got a name, Qitmir, and he will become an insan, a human being on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, and of all the animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the opportunity to enter into Jannah because of the service that he rendered the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. So even acts of emulation, acts of love for those who are righteous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even allow that to go unnoticed. The magicians come looking like Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah ta'ala gives them the benefit of the doubt that fine, you will believe in him and you will be victorious on this day, not with Fir'aun, but by believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallahumma, wa hamdika, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.